When was the last time you heard a California political debate that convinced you of anything? The exercise is merely an exchange of tired sound bites and attacks that tell us very little about the candidates. Here's the good news. California has many non-political contests that would reveal the knowledge, character, and judgment of candidates. We simply need to apply them to the political process. Here are five we should use in place of debates. The first is the academic contest. Too many candidates dodge detailed questions, but it's hard to dodge a written exam. My favorite is the 50-question quiz given to prospective contestants on the game show Jeopardy, which is filmed in Culver City. If candidates balk, they could take something easier, the California High School Exit Exam. Politicians require it of students, after all, so why not require it of politicians? Second would be the job interview contest. Politicians love to talk about jobs, but how many of them could get a job at, say, Google? Here's a genuine job interview question they ask there. You are shrunk to the height of a nickel, and your mass is proportionally reduced so as to maintain your original density. You are then thrown into an empty glass blender. The blades will start moving in 60 seconds. What do you do? Come up with a smart answer for that, and you've got my vote. Third is the social cohesion contest. A California leader must bring together diverse peoples. What better test than the Great Garlic Cook-Off at the Midsummer Garlic Festival in Gilroy? Just as a fine politician makes new coalitions and unifies them in service of a greater goal, a successful dish combines familiar foods in new ways in the service of greater enjoyment, or in Gilroy, in the service of garlic. Candidates must also make a meal of what they cook and wash it down with garlic milkshakes. After all, politicians too rarely eat what they serve up for the rest of us. Fourth would be the building contest. California's aging infrastructure has nearly $800 billion in projected needs over the next 10 years. The appropriate infrastructure test of candidates would be for each to lead the construction of a Rose Parade float. Candidates could spend no more than $300,000, and they must honor the Rose Parade's maze of regulations, which mimic the complexity of state law and local building codes. After that, dealing with the California Environmental Quality Act is a piece of cake. Fifth and finally, the herding contest. Any leader knows that bringing groups into alignment is like leading a bunch of mules. Fortunately, one of California's great public events, Mule Days in the town of Bishop, includes an event called the Packers Scramble, in which mules are unloaded and untethered from their teams. Then cowboys scatter them around an arena. The winning packer is the first to reassemble his or her team of mules in the chaos and lead them out of the arena. Once you see the Packers scramble, you'll agree with me. We should cancel next year's election and simply appoint the winner governor.